Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
All right, hold on. I got to play this stupid thing. Shut up. Hold on. Wait a minute. Here we go. Can't wait for the song to end.
Big Willie and Little D Show.
Welcome to our show. Little D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D Show.
Every time I hear that, I want to throw up. So, Mr. Big Willie, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. It's a little cold out. I mean, down here in Ravenswood, West Virginia, and it's freezing.
Oh,
18 degrees. My tootsies are cold. Even my pinky toe's cold.
Oh, is that does the gangrene spread to your other toes? Whatever happened with that pinky toe?
It's still red and black and swelled up. So
I'm telling you, you gotta amputate. I'm telling you,
in a couple months.
Well, this is serious. You think I'm joking? You gotta cut it off. Gotta cut it off before the gangrene spreads. Anyway, so why are you in Ravenswood? What exactly are you picking up or dropping off?
I'm dropping off some aluminum ingots down here. I think the economy's starting to pick up. I was talking to somebody down here just now this morning, and he's a supervisor, and they told him that they're actually going to get him Christmas Eve and Christmas off this year, which is a miracle.
Wow.
So he just let me know that, so I didn't show up. But he said they're going to go from 12 million pounds of production. This year is what they do, 12 million pounds of production a month. With 20 million pounds a month starting January 1st.
Oh, my word.
That's 20 million pounds of aluminum processed and rolled and whatever they do. And then they're putting the titanium plant in. So that's great news for some of the trucking. That's great news for me.
Yep.
That's a lot of work. So I'm happy. They're paying a little bit more on some of the loads. So it's starting to turn around. I think January and February would be great. I think people would just need to get through this holiday, and then once everybody starts getting their $2,000 tariff checks and their no income tax coming and no income tax on tips and this and that, and then if we end the property tax, that could be an extra anywhere from $2,000 a month to $10,000 a month for people in their pockets, plus the economy will start to flourish.
Yeah.
So we need to pay attention to what these other countries do. People, don't believe the bad stuff about the property taxes. Get rid of them. Save yourself some headache. Own your property. Do what you got to do to get rid of the property taxes. Call your senators, whatever you got to do, your congressman, your local radio station.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
No. Call Dimitri Dimitri Graffiti and tell him you want to abolish the property taxes.
All right.
Dimitri loves phone calls from everybody.
Anyhow,
what's this hoopla that I'm hearing about you? Already you don't work. I mean, you work 2 hours a day. But now you're going to take off Wednesday and next Wednesday?
Well, I wanted to break the news gently to my listeners. Obviously, you've ruined that. So the sad news is this. The sad news is this. Upper management, in its infinite wisdom, has decided it'd be a really good thing to not have me on the air tomorrow, this Wednesday, because the Christmas party is tonight and they've got an open bar, and they're afraid that no one is going to be showing up to work tomorrow anyway, at least not able to work. And so they just said to everyone, this is not a goof, this is for real, that they said, no one's going to be working here tomorrow, Wednesday, even people who don't drink like me. But we still can't be here, so tomorrow, I don't know what the hell they're going to do. I can't imagine they have any programming. It's going to be as good as what we are doing here today. And then next Wednesday, I just got word from upper management that we're going to just play music next Wednesday because it's, Christmas Eve and all that.
Christmas Eve.
It doesn't matter. That people would rather listen to me talk about stuff than listen to Bing Crosby about singing about a white Christmas or Annie Lennox talking about a winter wonderland.
I was going to come in and give the biggest Christmas present ever. I was going to come to the studio next Wednesday.
Do it. Do it. I encourage you. Do it.
Ain't nobody going to be there.
Well,
nobody's going to be there.
Well, it sucks being you. But feel free to come in next Wednesday.
I'll do a Facebook Live.
Yeah.
I'll do Facebook Live for the parking lot.
Yeah. You do that.
And our 7,000 followers.
A question. Are you seriously not going to be at the Christmas party tonight?
I can't afford to go to stuff like that. I don't. I work for myself. I don't have a rich wife or a sugar daddy or a sugar mama or something like that. I got to pay my own bills. Whoever has a Christmas party on a Tuesday,
I know.
So they can go skiing.
I know. What I mean? What? Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait. Don't break. Whoa. Don't bury the lead. Who's going to go skiing? What?
I'm not going to say. Everybody knows.
Oh, like, that's it?
There's only one person.
Oh, my God. This is
I go skiing at Ogilvy. I don't go skiing at the Alps. I go skiing at Ogilvy.
We've got breaking news. Hold on. Breaking news. We got breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news. You're telling me that Mr. Deep Pockets is going to be going skiing?
I didn't say that.
Are you denying it?
I didn't say that.
Are you denying it?
Well, I'm not denying
it, but I didn't say that. You just said it. So that's the reason why we're having the Christmas party on Tuesday night, because Mr. Deep Pockets has to go skiing again with, you know, going to where, Aspen
or
wherever.
You know what I would have done? You know what I would have done?
You would have driven a
took
truck.
I family skiing up Ogilvy. No, I'd have took them to Ogilvy and got a cabin.
Exactly.
And I'd invited everybody up to the cabin for a Christmas party on Saturday night. I wouldn't be flying to the Swiss Alps. You know, for Christmas and screwing the most important person that has to work, and I can't be anywhere but the weekend.
Time out. Did you just say that Mr. Deep Pockets is going to the Swiss Alps to ski?
Probably. I mean, you can't go to Ogilvy. I mean, The Swiss Alps.
He can afford the Swiss Alps, and I'm going to sit in this old beat up chair. He's going to go to the Swiss Alps to ski with no producer. He's going to go to the Swiss Alps.
No producer.
Hey, Johnny.
Right.
That's why you don't have
a producer, because we got to spend money on Swiss Alps skiing trips.
Mr. Deep Pockets is going to the Swiss Alps. We just got confirmation from Mr. Big Willie. Unbelievable.
Big Swiss Alps.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's going to take his whole family entourage.
Hey, while you're there tonight, can you pick up the half a ham for me and bring it back to the station, put it in the fridge?
Yeah, sure. I'll get right on that.
along with your sugarless ham for your diabetic situation.
Yeah, he's not going to do
we're
that.
We're 88 hams. Yeah. 88 hams here. Yeah.
Anyway.
We're 88 compliant on Christmas gifts.
Anyway, so what else is going on here? We got just a few minutes left. I know you like to talk for about an hour and a half. So what else is anything like?
Say what you want to say. Don't be scared. You don't work for nobody. You're self-employed.
Well,
that's true.
Yeah.
Hey,
Swiss.
You
Alps.
Got cojones any other time? Hold on,
Johnny. Shut up. Hold on a second, Johnny. Come on, get the microphone up here. Let me turn this on. Again? We got breaking news here. We got turn up.
You
get
tell
the microphone.
Johnny.
Hold on.
I don't even want Johnny in the studio, girl. He's already in the studio.
He's already here too late.
He's been drinking.
Well, you know what you do to him. You just turn him off, and then you don't have to worry about him.
He just keeps talking. He just keeps talking.
He does.
He just confirmed that Mr. Deep Pockets and his entourage are going to the Swiss Alps for skiing. Can you friggin' believe
this? Yeah, they're going to drink Swiss Miss Cocoa over there.
Oh, jeez.
Johnny, how much
did
you pay?
I just bought him a new truck the other day, so.
wait, one at a time. Mr. Big Willie, go ahead. Mr. Big Willie.
How much did Johnny pay for all those likes on TikTok?
Yeah.
I just bought him a new truck.
No. How much did you pay for all those likes on TikTok?
I didn't pay anything for those.
Okay, he's saying he paid nothing. Can you hear? You can't hear him, can you, Mr. Big Willie?
No. Trust me, you can hear him without the mic everywhere.
All right, fine. So he's saying he didn't pay anything.
I hear him in my sleep.
Apparently, Johnny O is has gone viral on TikTok, getting umpteen. Was it 20 million, 30 million views or something? Catherine got for you.
I think.
Yes. 13,000. Followers.
Unbelievable.
More than Big Willie.
Right.
Sitting in his tractor trailer.
Unfriggin' believable. It's amazing.
Looking for lot lizards.
It's amazing.
Not easy now.
Okay.
I'm gonna start my TikTok up, and we're gonna have a competition, Dimitri. Okay. And we're going to do our own. We're going to have Johnny O, the old-timer, Johnny O, and the young girl, Catherine, the intern. And then we're going to have old, really old-timer, the little D, Dimitri, and the brains of the group, Big Willie. And we're going to do our TikTok challenge, and we're going to start our own TikTok, Big Willie 1055, and we're going to see how many views and likes we get in a couple months.
Well, all we have to do is hire somebody at one of those farms in Ukraine or somewhere to just click like a few million times. I think that's all it pretty much all it takes. I think that's all it is.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I think I'm going to go get a job doing the shoveling of the salt off the back of the Bel Air truck down there in Bel Air. So I'm going to call Mayor Moose.
Yeah.
What do you for our listeners? Gentlemen, stop. For our listeners, explain that inside reference, because that's actually amazing. Go ahead.
There was a picture of two gentlemen on the back end of a pickup truck or a dump truck shoveling. They didn't even have a shovel. They were throwing out salt by hand.
No.
They were on their hands and knees on the
tailgate. They had a red Solo cup
pushing the salt out of the road.
Oh, my God. In Bel Air?
In Bel Air.
Oh, my God. Hey, Moose, what the hell are you doing? Moose.
We see.
Red Solo cup?
We thought Mr. D Pockets was bad.
Yeah. he is. Yeah.
He must have went down there. He must be the new city manager for Bel Air. We didn't know about it.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Red Solo Cup? Spreading the salt and the cinders?
They didn't even have a cup.
Oh, my God.
100%. I was going to say two guys and a cup. And seriously, Willie, you know that reference from the 90s, cup. Right?
I'm sorry, Willie, what?
You know what that is?
What?
Two guys and a red cup.
There used to be two girls in a red and a one cup.
So. I don't want to hear this.
I don't know nothing about it.
I don't want to hear this. This is a family-friendly show here. We have traditional family values.
It used
to be. I don't know. I've got traditional family values here.
Hey, Johnny.
Manson family.
Tell your wife to wear something nice tonight, so that way Dimitri can get some pictures and put them on her Facebook page.
That's right.
Shut up.
I already told her wear her see-through dress. So.
Oh, really? Oh, I will be there.
I knew that getting going.
Yeah. Oh, I will so be there.
You don't want any of those apples,
Mr.
Dorothy.
You have to sign a waiver. You have to sign a waiver to come to our Christmas party. Or
no pictures.
Function.
Yeah.
Yeah. No pictures for you,
no
Dimitri.
Pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I was going to say, because I'm going to have to recharge my battery.
I'll go back over to entertain.
All right, go. And number one rated music show. Oh, number one, Johnny. Oh, I've got 10 million likes on TikTok. Yeah, I've got 10 million likes on TikTok. Get away from me. Jesus
Christ.
Oh, Lord. Look,
how many other 80s and 90s radio talk shows radio shows are there in the valley? None?
I don't. There's only one that matters, and that is, of course, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, and it's just
talking about 80s and 90s music.
80s and 90s? Oh, 89 music. Oh, I have no idea.
There's only one.
I have no idea.
That's why he's number one all the time.
I have
he
no
ran
idea.
Them all out of town.
I have no earthly idea. No, Johnny O does actually great work, and WAMP does great work. And
he does. I like Johnny. He's great.
Well, I wouldn't say he's great, but he's a nice guy. He's a good guy. I wouldn't use the word great.
As soon as I hang up with you, I turn it right to WAMP FM.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I actually go to Reindeer Radio.
Reindeer Radio, my God.
How do you like the River Network app? Go to Reindeer Radio.
How do you like
you can listen to Christmas music?
How do you like Nicole Kidman?
Dimitri.
Nicole Kidman being our announcer for that. Can you imagine that Australian actress?
That costs a lot of money.
Oh, a fortune.
That costs a lot of money.
Not as much as going to Aspen to ski, but I'm sure. Or no, not to Aspen, to Switzerland.
Swiss Alps. They cut one day off the trip to get her, so he'll be back a day early. I just want to make sure I get my ham tomorrow or tonight. You guys, any awards that I get or anything, make sure you bring it back.
I will
talk about it Monday or whatever. Post
Wednesday.
It online.
I'll talk about it Wednesday. Talk about it Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about it next two Wednesdays. Yeah, that'd be great.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, why don't you? I'll show up Monday and Tuesday next week, and you come on Wednesday. We'll see how the ratings are.
You know. I don't know. Hey, any final thoughts here? Because this is it for the week.
I'm just trying to have a good time because I know it's Christmas party tonight. Enough of the bad talking for today. Next week, maybe on Tuesday, I'll take it easy on everybody. Just like everybody, be safe and tonight. And wish I could be there. Maybe you can get a fathead made at Walmart and take down and sit in a chair somewhere next Karen or somebody safe. Karen Petula or somebody, Cindy Wade, she's really safe. Cindy, I don't think I'd sit next to Cindy drinking. Maybe I would, because that'd be a party there. So that'd be fun.
Okay, but I think you've said enough. I think you've said enough.
Sparkly red boots on and a red cowboy hat.
I think you've said enough. I think well, it's been nice working here. I'll be on the street there with a sign.